Number four is go slow. And I guess with the eating more fresh fruits and vegetables and going slow, as I slow down, I think it's important to keep in mind the brain integration around it and mindfulness. Going slow is about quality, not quantity. Less is more. You know, think about what's really important in your life and act out of that paradigm. A lot of books that kind of go back and ask hospice patients what the most meaningful aspects of their lives were, consistently the answer is family or friends, basically the people that we love and the connections we have. So going slow, to me, it's about that integration. It's about beginning with connecting with ourselves, believe it or not, and that's a coherent mind. If we can really be with ourselves, I think from that, we're able to connect and be with other people in a non-agenda space and I think that can open us up to the joy of what's available to us in every moment, as opposed to rushing somewhere. We live in a very fast-paced culture where everything is about doing and achieving. And I cannot underemphasize enough, I mean, overemphasize enough how important it is to go slow. And it doesn't mean that you do very few activities when you go slow. Maybe it just means that for an hour each day, you allow yourself the space to go slow. And, you know, like a mindfulness practice. And Jon Kabat-Zinn, who's done the foremost research on mindfulness and how it helps our mental health, the studies have found that 45 minutes a day is sort of optimal if you truly want to change your brain. So, and I have this thing, blog on my website titled Meditation is Brain Floss, and I talk about that in more detail. But just engaging in a regular mindfulness practice on a daily basis, you know, the idea is that practice, it's actually through consistent practice, not trying, that the brain is changed. And it's really the same thing around food choices. It's by practice, consistently paving that new road, creating those new habits over time, that you become a new person and your quality of life expands. And I think going slow is a critical part of that. Eating more fresh fruits and vegetables is a part of it because you're eating living, real food as opposed to something that's stale and old in a package. So just getting more life force in you when you do that. So I'm going to go to a little bit on the going slow. This is, the slide says, emotional body-centered experience versus thinking. And this is a quote from a 2011 article. Recent research in neuroscience has made visible the process by which affect-loaded experiences, which is emotion, have a greater likelihood of being retained by the brain than cognitive-based material. So basically, the more you can do emotion activities, the activities that kind of evoke emotions, interestingly enough, they're more likely to be remembered by the brain than just thinking and thinking and talking and talking and talking, which is left-brained. nothing wrong with that. It's a very, very, very crucial part of being in the world is using your left brain. But I would say in general, I think modern day culture, we are too left-brained, logical, linear, you know, true, false, black, white. Just integration is about having your left and right brain both working. You know, so you leave room for creativity and for gray. So we're three more. Number three on the top 10 list. Have the omegas, which are the fat-soluble vitamins, in your daily diet. Well, I cannot... This one is very, very important. Again, these are my top 10 most favorite things that I would say to anyone. So, just personally, I would say I was vegan for 8 years, and then I got Lyme disease. And I really think that that was related to the fact that I was deficient in the fat-soluble vitamins. I think there's a phospholipid bilayer around every cell in our body, and our brain is like 80% fat. So I think that fats are crucial to the functioning of our body. And so we have a fat phobia in our culture. But the problem isn't fat, it's the type of fat that people are eating. Actually, some studies have found that actually consuming the good fats help you to lose weight. So I'm not going to go into a big argument about that, but I can tell you there's enough information out there. People seem to be, there's a lot of studies on vitamin D in particular. This study says women who take a daily vitamin D pill decrease their breast cancer risk by 24%. That's a 2010 study. But I think the fat-soluble vitamins, and I guess if you're not vegetarian, I would recommend a fish oil. But just make sure that it is tested by a third source party for the levels of mercury in it, and that it is fresh. The fish oil, the liquid is probably better. The pills can go more rancid, but if you just want to be able to take it every day, oftentimes I'll encourage people to get like an omega a pill, like a fish oil capsule, and put it in the freezer and take it, and that'll avoid fish burps. So that's just a suggestion. And then if you are vegetarian, then, and I recommend this for anyone, I recommend getting all those really good oils that are refrigerated in the health food store. There's flaxseed oil, there's evening primrose oil, there's barrage oil, there's hemp seed oil. You know, people are like hemp, but I tell you that's actually the best oil out of all of them. It has this very nutty flavor. And anyway, if you just put it on your salads, it's totally yummy. You don't even taste it, and it's very good for you. It's just hard to do that on a consistent basis. So in whatever way you can, having the omegas in your diet is very important. Very important. So we got two more. Number two is soul food is more important than what you eat. And then underneath it, I say the forgiveness diet. This is from Ayanna Vincent, the forgiveness diet. And the idea is what we consume is beyond just food. It's our thoughts and our feelings. And I have a quote by Daniel Siegel, which says, when we block our awareness of feelings, they continue to affect us anyway. Research has shown repeatedly that even without conscious awareness, neural input from the internal world of body and emotion influences our reasoning and our decision making. In other words, you can run, but you cannot hide. So our emotions affect us whether we realize or not, especially if we hold anger or resentment or hate. So if you want to move forward in your capacity to pave a new neural network and not be kind of stuck in that sort of rigid pattern programs of your childhood, one thing to try is the forgiveness diet. So that is for 7 days, 35 times in the morning and 35 times at night, you say, I forgive myself totally and unconditionally for all the judgments I've held about. And you fill in the blank. And if you forget to do it one day, then you start over at day one. Promise it will be transformative. And I'm getting to number one, I'm almost done. The concluding overview, this is a little bit about what's going on in our world today. And this is from an article by Eric Schlosser, who just came out in 2012, March. Although the amount of money spent on organic food has increased more than 20-fold since the early 1990s, it currently accounts for only 4% of the nation's total spending on food, and the annual revenue of McDonald's Corporation are roughly equal to those of America's entire organic food industry. And then also it goes on, it says, about two-thirds of the adults in the United States are obese or overweight. The obesity rate among preschoolers has doubled in the past 30 years, and the rate among children aged 6 to 11 has tripled. And by some odd coincidence, the annual cost of the nation's obesity epidemic, which is about $168 billion as calculated by researchers at Emory, is the same as the amount of money Americans spent on fast food in 2011. So that's kind of the framework that we're coming out of. That article by Eric Schlosser went on, it's on my website, there's a picture of a hamburger and you can click on it. It went on to talk about how there's this new divide going on of kind of upper middle class people who are eating organic food and being healthy, and then much like the cigarette industry when it was declining, the fast food places are marketing poor, more Latino, more African American communities. There are great, much more fast food restaurants in those locations, so you're getting a divide, and it'll be interesting to see socially where that takes us. But we're going to conclude the talk now. Number one, the most important thing, and this is about integration and being kind to yourself and truly affecting long-term change, is do the best you can and let the rest go. So that's it. Do the best you can and let the rest go. And this is another quote from that Dr. Haas book that I really like. My advice then is do not fight your bad habits. Be kind to yourself. Nourish yourself well, and they will eventually fall away. Do not make food an end in itself or an obsession. Construct a diet as healthy, that is, as wholesome and balanced as your head can tolerate without losing the joy of living. And that's why I say do the best you can and let the rest go. So find joy in your life and eat as healthy as you can. And, you know, half of it is about getting education and half of it is about creating new habits and paving that the neural network. So please feel free to email me at Heidi, HEIDICROCKETT, Heidi Crockett at gmail.com. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer your questions.